Welcome to Viewpoints. Viewpoints are the opinions, thoughts, commentary, or distinct perspective of our listeners. Today, we feature Jane Ruster, an East Tawas resident.
Hi, I'm Jane Ruster, and my point of view today is Hillary Clinton is the most corrupt person to ever get this close to becoming president of the United States. Aaron Burr was corrupt, but his treason didn't occur until after his presidential possibilities had dried up. Ulysses S. Grant was a great man whose administration was riddled with corruption, but he wasn't personally involved. Now, Warren Harding wasn't a great man, but he wasn't party to the corruption in his administration either. Hillary Clinton stands alone. Her corruption has many dimensions. It encompasses her personal, professional, and political life. Her use of a private email server engulfs all three aspects. Her malfeasance speaks for itself loudly. She lies to get out of trouble and fool the press and voters. Face to face with parents of CIA operatives who were killed in Benghazi while protecting Ambassador Stevens, Chris Stevens, Clinton lied. She said an anti-Islam video had prompted the fatal attacks, which she knew wasn't true. She has a relationship with the liberal media and the media protector. Is there any public figure who lies as routine as Clinton? Well, I cannot think of any. There's a far more serious problem with her as president than telling lies. Her indifference to protecting national security secrets and her exploitation of our foreign policy and diplomatic process for personal gain. Together, these make her unfit to be president, both morally and professionally. She lied to the FBI, stating, as Secretary of State, she'd used only one device, when actually she used multiple devices, 13 mobile devices. She asserted that she never sent or received any classified information over her private email. Untrue, FBI Director Comey said. Her email likely had been breached, hacked. Sloppy security alone doesn't make Clinton unfit for the presidency, but the Clinton Foundation and the Clintons' methods of enriching themselves do. In 2015, the Clinton Foundation was put on the charity watch list. The mainstream liberal media have failed investigative reporting regarding the foundation. Bill and Hillary Clinton made $229,319,855 between 2001 and 2014. When she was Secretary of State, foreign governments and businesses could buy access to American politicians, and good things often happened. This time, in this presidential race, voters have no excuse. We know who Hillary Clinton really is. I'm Jane Ruster, and that's my point of view.
Viewpoints is the particular way our listeners see the world. If you have an opposing viewpoint, contact the Public Affairs Department at Carroll Broadcasting, WKJC at WKJC.com, announcer at WIOS.com, or 989-362-3417.